Yes, Renee, I grew up in a house that didn't have a lot of rock and roll music in it, you know, at least in the early years, you know, 5 to 10 years old. Watched Ed Sullivan on Sundays and saw the Beatles and all that. So I had a kind of a taste of it. I'd been playing classical piano since I was 5, so I was interested in seeing piano players. But what happened was, being home after school and watching television, when we only had 3 channels, Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas would occasionally have Little Richard on. And it was so exciting to see somebody that flamboyant and aggressive with the piano, and who called himself pretty and did all those things, and you know, interacted with whatever guests from whatever walk of life that these talk show hosts would have on it. I mean, I think Little Richard's playing affected everybody and that came after that played rock and roll. He really kind of changed things. You know, he brought something new, and you know, the piano player out front. In all my travels, I never had the opportunity to meet Little Richard. I know some people that have played with him and have great stories. He was quite a character, as you would think, seeing his performances and his interviews. But I never had the honor of playing with him or even meeting him. But he did a lot to change piano stylings forever.